Hello everyone and welcome to the first Lemon Snail podcast with me, Gary Jones. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, it means a load to me that you are. This podcast is going to be released every Friday and it's going to be full of great interviews that I've put on my radio show on Radio Warwickshire called Lemon Snail Radio. But it's your chance to catch up and to listen to them all. Also, with a few of them, there will be some extra content which I haven't put in the show, like a third section or a fourth section, so it's your chance to get more content. Now, this week, for the first one, I'm going to kick off with Jenny Hudson, who owns Sweetaz in Leamington Spa. She's a great business owner, lovely lady, and hope you enjoy the interview. So we're here at Binswood Hall and I've been joined, well I'm lucky enough to be joined, by Jenny who is Sweetaz in Leamington Spa. So hello Jenny, how are you doing?
Hello, I'm really good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So Sweetaz, let's talk about your business, about you,
yeah.
And I'll pass it on to you to tell the wonderful listeners of Radio Warwickshire all about you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'll start the very, very start.
Yeah. Well,
maybe not the start, but I'd always had a passion for cooking.
Cool.
I am dyslexic, so I always struggled at school, and it was when I found catering that I thought, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Cool.
So went to Stratford College to train to be a chef, and okay. Absolutely loved it there. Especially working in the pastry kitchen, just really okay. Enjoyed making these fabulous desserts and being really creative.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough there to get work experience at Claridge's in London.
Oh,
so
okay.
Went
cool.
Straight there. 6 weeks, was offered a job at the end of it. Turned it down because the pay wasn't enough to live in London. I went to work in St Martin's Lane, which is another huge five-star hotel,
yeah.
In St Martin's Lane. Had a fantastic time there, learning my trade, learning
yeah.
My skills, and then went back to Claridge's, was offered a higher position, so I went back there for
cool.
For
and this time the
months.
Wage was okay, I'm guessing.
The wage was better,
okay.
So it was okay.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, just worked in a few different places in London. Worked at Goldman Sachs Fine Dining.
Okay.
Conditor and cook. So I had experience of every type of pastry that I wanted to and really gauged where I wanted my career to,
yeah.
To go. So when I came back here, I got married, went off to Australia for 6 months.
Wow.
And while I was there, the cakes were just amazing. And
okay.
Things I'd never seen here before.
Yeah.
So that was
can
the
you
kind
give
of
me
idea.
Kind of any examples about the differences between the two?
Yeah, well, ice cream cakes for one, which is something.
Okay.
This is a real secret. So we're developing ice cream cakes at the moment.
Cool. I say, no one's listening to the show. So
no
it's
one's
fine.
Listening. It's fine. So they'll be out hopefully fairly soon.
Cool.
And just real chocolate works of art.
Oh,
like
okay.
The kind of thing that we do now, but I put my spin on it.
Got
yeah.
You. Okay.
So I thought, right, I'll combine my real classical training with the modern cakes that I've seen here. And create something really new and bring it back to the Midlands.
Cool.
So when I came back, I worked again in a bakery in the Cotswolds, just kind of again building a bit more experience and really learning my craft.
Mm.
Because a lot of people say to me, how can I really love cake decorating, how can I open a shop?
Yeah.
Well, I've been in a kitchen since I was 13, there's no shortcut, you know, you've just got
you've
to
got
learn
to
your trade. Yes, yeah. So had my first son about 12 years ago and mm-hmm. Suffered a bit with postnatal depression. It was all about my career previously to having
yeah.
My son, and I really struggled with not being that person anymore.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to it.
Yeah. And being a mum is hard, you know, it's really hard, and
mm-hmm.
I wasn't expecting it to be that hard. So it was a tough period of time, but I learned a lot in that time.
Mm.
And I was approached by the Prince's Trust to start to apply for a business loan to start
okay.
start the business. So I went to the panel, and at the end of the panel they gave me an order for a cake. So I thought, well, great, if they
okay.
believe in me, then you know, it kind of really boosted my confidence.
Yeah. And when was this?
This was 2005.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had a loan for £2,500 and a mentor that worked with me for the first about year and a half, 2 years,
okay.
to really launch the business. Because although I knew about cakes and baking,
yeah.
I didn't know about business.
So you mentioned about a mentor.
Yes.
For the people who aren't too sure or have heard the term branded about,
mm.
can you describe to someone what a mentor can bring someone?
I think... being in business on your own can be quite lonely. So especially having to make the decisions that you're thinking, are these the right decisions? And mentors come in many guises. So some are just over the phone, some are via email, some are face-to-face, some have groups that you can go along to and gather ideas and talk with other people that are within the group. But this mentor really helped me with my weak point, which was the accounting and the kind of money side of it, because I just struggled with that part. So we would meet once a month, and she said to me, why don't you just phone Buckingham Palace and see if there's a cake that you can do for Prince Charles to say thank you?
Okay.
So I thought, why don't I? So my son was probably about 6 months at this stage. I put him to sleep for his afternoon nap and phoned the palace and said, you know, I've been helped hugely by your trust. Is there anything I can do? I'd love to make a cake and send it for Christmas. And they said, no, don't do a cake for Christmas. It will just get lost in everything that we have. But we'd love you to make their first wedding anniversary cake for Charles and Camilla. So I had a few sleepless nights deciding on the design and how I was going to get it there. And so I took it down to Clarence House, and it was flown up to Balmoral that evening. And then I had a lovely letter back saying how much they'd enjoyed the cake. And so within the first year of business, I was off to such an amazing start. Then I won a couple of Great Taste Awards, and I was working from home at this point. And then started to hire out a church kitchen. So I would just go in, do all the baking I needed to do, supplying delis and coffee shops. And the point for me that I realised that I was on to a winner was when people that didn't know me or know my mum were buying my cakes.
Yes.
Because then you know you've got a good reputation.
Yeah.
So, as you probably know, we specialise in chocolate cakes, and they're really quite unusual. So although there's lots of people that make cakes, the cakes that we make are quite different. So having the Great Taste Award, which is a kind of Oscars of the fine food world, again, having that under my belt was a real another kind of step of saying, actually, what I'm doing is really good here, and kind of getting the confidence back up.
It was a badge of honour.
Yes, exactly, so it was always my dream to have a shop. And after I'd had my two boys and they'd gone off to school, I thought, right, now is the time to open the shop. So I opened the first shop in Leamington in 2009. Had a business partner at that point, and we just had a ball. It was so much fun.
So was the first shop?
First shop is where it is now, in Warwick Place. Yeah, so nearly 7 years ago.
Is it really that?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I know,
I can remember
crazy.
When it first opened.
Yeah.
And there was a buzz about it at that point in time.
Yeah.
But I can't believe it's 7 years ago.
I know,
crazy.
It's so crazy. Yeah. So so the kitchen's on site, so people can come in. There's a window into the kitchen, so you can see exactly what the team of pastry chefs are doing. And then you can smell. So if you're walking past the shop and we've got brownies coming out of the oven, you know, you know that we're a chocolate shop.
Yeah.
So then a couple of years later, we thought, why don't we build on the success of the Leamington store, open up another one. And we looked far and wide. We looked at Knoll, Solihull, Warwick, Kenilworth, and it was decided that Kenilworth was probably the spot for our second shop.
Okay.
The second shop didn't have the kitchen in, which I think now I know is a core value for the business.
Okay.
Wherever we go, and if we move again, the shop will have a kitchen on site, because that's something that people say, oh, wow, the smell when they come in. So we had that for about 3 years, and when my business partner left last year, I just decided I couldn't split myself in two anymore and close the Kenilworth shop and just kind of refocus back on the Leamington one.
And where is the Leamington shop for people who don't know where it is?
Yeah, so we're in Warwick Place, which is by the Star and Garter and the fire station and Quick Fit, and right opposite the Down, which is great because, you know, you can go and either have a little chill in the park or take the kids down to the swings and come and get a coffee or a milkshake or a piece of brownie.
Nice. Cool. Okay, I think we're going to leave it there for the first part of the interview, and then when we get back, we'll talk about some more events that, well, some events that you're going to be involved with, and a few little tidbits after that. Is that right?
Yes, thank
cool.
you.
Thank you. If you did want to get on the podcast, all you need to do is contact me through Twitter, search me at Leamington Hour, all one word, and then you'll be able to find us, connect with us. You can check me on LinkedIn and Facebook as well as Gary Jones. But mainly, let me know about your story. Let me know about your business or event, and we'll get it sorted. But I would love to have you on the show, and I would love to hear, promote, and connect you with other business owners and help you promote your business or service. Back to Jenny now for part two of her interview. Okay, so we're back here from Jenny from Sweet Az, and just wondering what kind of, if someone's going to walk into your shop today,
yeah,
what kind of products would they actually see, and what products can they order?
Yeah, so we specialise in celebration cakes, so
okay.
But for people to order, we have some in stock as well, ready to take away for those people that go, oh God, it's Mum's birthday, I need one now. We've also recently turned into a dessert parlour as well, so
okay.
We're starting to do desserts. So, for example, this morning at silly o'clock, I tried a sticky toffee pudding with a banana and whiskey ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a tough job, but I managed it. So we've got 20 new desserts.
Okay.
We're going to have ice cream desserts. We're going to have waffles. We've got milkshakes or freak shakes. Have you heard about freak shakes?
Yeah, well, you mentioned it on the last show.
Yeah, the craze.
Good. Yeah.
And slices of cake, so people can come in for tea and cake, or they can come in and have a full-on dessert.
Cool. Now, I like cooking. I'm not very good at cooking, but I like cooking. But I'm not very good at baking, because in my mind, if I want to buy a lovely tasting cake, I'll just go to somewhere like Sweet Az and I'll just buy it. But what kind of tips can you give people if they did want to start cooking or baking?
Yeah, so it's a real science.
Okay.
You have to measure. It's, you know, if you're cooking, say, I don't know, a chili con carne or something, you can chuck a bit of this, chuck
a
bit of
that. You just throw it all in and
there's no throwing in. You have to weigh things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a good pair of scales, that's the first one.
Okay. So you need to buy some scales to start off with.
Buy some scales, and I would say digital ones rather than the kind of old-fashioned ones, because they are... They're not as exact.
Okay.
So you do have to be very exact.
Yeah.
I think give yourself enough time as well. So if you're making a cake that you want to decorate at the end, make sure that you've got enough time so that you're not trying to whack a load of icing on a warm cake and it's sliding all over the place.
Okay.
I think that's quite a common mistake.
Yeah.
Making sure that your oven is running at the right temperature, or that you've got a good oven for baking.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people will say to me, oh, my Victoria sponge either burnt really quickly or it didn't rise enough. That's probably to do with, one, the mix, the ingredients you've got in there, but two, to do with the oven.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you've got a really old oven, maybe it's time for a new oven.
Sure.
Just for baking cakes. And just enjoy it, really.
Okay.
I mean, I find it very kind of mindful. I really get lost in the process of it. So I'm not thinking about anything else. I'm just putting, you know, real sort of joy and love into that cake. And enjoy it. That's the main thing, I think.
Cool. So follow instructions, get good equipment, be that scales, which is digital, or good oven.
Yeah.
Then have fun.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
Just relax into it. And
Enjoy it
afterwards.
Exactly, yeah.
Sweet, that's cool. So that kind of leads on to the next bit, which was all about the events that you're going to be at. Because I have heard that you're part of the Leamington Food and Drink Festival. So
for the second year this year, we're doing the Great Leamington Bake Off.
Cool.
So it'll be open for entries very soon.
Yeah.
There's going to be a showstopper cake, which will be all based around Leamington. So
let's rewind. So show cake. So it's going to be a cake.
Yeah, it'll be a cake, and people can interpret. We want it based around Leamington, so they can interpret that however they like.
Okay.
There'll be a few different categories as well. So there'll be baking for kids, and then teen baking, and then adult baking. And the other judges are Peter from Restaurant 23 and Laura from Queen's, both fabulous places to eat. And the prize, you could win dinner there. So
cool.
And a cake from us. So
why
would you not enter?
No,
that's what I want to know.
Yeah.
So have a look on the website for entries.
Cool. And that's at the food and drink website.
Yes, our website and food and drink website.
Okay.
And that'll be in the next sort of few weeks coming up. And
cool.
Look out on our Facebook page as well, because all of the information is there first.
Spot on. Cool. And in terms of the food and drink, it might be a bit early to talk about it, but do you know, I know last year you did a couple of presentations and a demo session.
Yeah.
Any plans to do anything like that again at different events maybe as well?
Yeah, I think so. Well, we're doing quite a few events. We're doing the Peace Festival, which is always great fun.
Yeah.
Art in the Park, we're going to be doing that as well. We're going to be taking afternoon tea boxes to Art in the Park.
That's
sorry.
Cool.
So hoping for nice weather as always, and the Food and Drink Festival as well. We'll have a stall there as well as being doing the judges, so you can come and have a piece of cheesecake or a slice of brownie or a huge hunk of cake.
And you need a hunk of cake in your life. They are very, very good. So that's some of the events that they can catch up. They can catch you on.
Yes.
In between that. Cool. Now, at this point in the interview, I always ask as a person who I'm interviewing, what would their golden nugget be or takeaway point? So this is for the listeners. Mm. If you can give them one piece of advice, what would it be?
I think mentors have been so beneficial to my career. I think being in business can be quite lonely sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need a shoulder, and sometimes that shoulder is not your mum or your friend, because generally they're not in business. So having someone that's in business, that knows your business, that knows the market, just to bounce ideas off, or give you a nudge in the right direction, or just to be accountable to as well. You know, it's, you can have a list of 20 things to do, but if there's no one saying, how's that list getting on, then sometimes they can go further and further down. Yeah. So I've used mentors through my career, and I've helped other people that want to start business. So
Cool. Yeah,
that would be my top tip, really.
Cool. And would you class mastermind groups and networking groups as a support network as well for that?
Yeah, absolutely. I've met some amazing people through networking, and some of my really good friends I've met through networking and mastermind groups. So yeah, huge support there.
Cool. So basically find people who you trust, who you can support with, and then rock on up from there.
Yeah, and that have the same values as you as well. You know, it's really important. I think most of the time you kind of gravitate towards people like that anyway.
But
it's just about kind of aligning yourself with the right kind of people.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you choose your mentor, or did they choose you? That makes sense.
I've had a few through my career, so later in the last kind of 5 years I've always chosen them. With the Prince's Trust, they were assigned to me, but straight away I got on with them really well.
Cool.
So yeah, it's a mixture. I think it's just, it's almost like a friend, so you know the people that you're going to get on with fairly quickly, and it's the same kind of relationship. You know if you're going to get on with them or not.
Yeah. Cool. So basically find someone who you like,
and who you trust,
get on trust with, and then get on it.
Yeah.
Sweet. Thank you very much for that. It's a great tip. How would people get hold of you?
Come into the shop.
Okay.
Come and try our treats and smell the smell of the brownies. And
nice.
Yeah, so we've got about 10 to 12 seats in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
We're down, as I say, at Warwick Place by the fire station. Or check us out on Facebook. We've got some great pictures on Facebook, some great offers on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as well.
And are you on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as Sweet As?
Sweet As Cakes.
Sweet As Cakes, cool.
Yes.
And have you got a website that people can check out as well?
We do. It's sweet-as.co.uk. We are having that regenerated at the moment for online selling, so people will be able to buy treats and send them off all
Make
over the place.
Make it easy as possible for
the customer. Exactly, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much, Jenny, and all the best, and I'll see you at the Food and Drink Festival.
Thanks, Gary.
Cheers. Thank you so much, Jenny, for being on the show. I loved interviewing you. And if you do want to get in hold of Jenny, just let her know. She's available, obviously, on social media. Check out the website or just go into the store. It's amazing. The smell you get while you pass it is brilliant. So check her out. Now, next week, we're lucky enough to have the great Neil Porter. Now, me and Neil have known each other for about a year or so now, and I speak to him every other week. He's a great guy, really into self-development, really into family, and really into his business and his passion. And he is really following his dreams. So, check it out. If you like the interviews and you want to hear more of them, then they're going to be released every Friday on this format. So you can always get hold of them there. You could also tune into the Leamington Hour radio show, which is on Radio Warwickshire. So just type in Radio Walks and it will come up. and that's on Mondays between 5:30, 6:30 and 7:30, on Wednesdays between 5 and 6. Take care and see you next week, guys. See you in a bit.